thank you for giving me the opportunity to come talk to you on Career Day. Now, I don't have a career per se, unless you consider living and loving a career, because I do that to the utmost.
Randall Dupree enjoys life. In fact, he freely admits that happiness is his number one goal, and he won't let things like not having a job or a place to live stand in the way. This 30-something free spirit is overjoyed to be best man at the wedding of his best friend since childhood, Carl. But that relationship is not the only one put to the test when, right after the honeymoon, Carl tells his bride, Molly, that they have an unexpected house guest.
Dupree? Live with us?
Just for a couple of nights till he gets back on his feet.
I know he's your best friend, but we just got married.
To Molly, it seems like Dupree is moving in for a more extended stay, and it doesn't help her mood when she accidentally discovers his habit of sleeping au naturel.
Look, I told Dupree not to change anything without asking, and I gave him a pair of pajamas. Dupree's gonna get the hang of this. He's never truly been domesticated.
Oh, so we're the lucky ones who get to housebreak him?
Owen Wilson turns on all his boyish charm in the role of Dupree, the guest who will not leave.
Kind of like Dupree, I think I definitely try to avoid being jaded or cynical. I try to be like, have enthusiasm. And, Dupree kind of carries that much further than I do, but I think that's a pretty good quality.
Wilson says the film's plot mirrors experiences he's had with his brothers, Luke and Andrew, and familiar to many, if not most, young people newly on their own.
There have probably been some times that I've been like Dupree. I know that my older brother says that Luke and I wrecked his first marriage because we were always staying at his house and that we had a ladder set up so we could go into the second story window. And one time Andrew had locked me out and I needed to get in to get some of my clothes and I fell through their ceiling. And that made its way into Dupree. So, I think I've experienced that. But I've also been on the other end. I had Woody Harrelson staying with me, and, I'd say, well, I'm on my way to a meeting, Woody. I'll talk to you later on. He's like, whoa, what? Are you going in your car? And I was like, yeah, I'm going in my car. And he's like, well, what am I going to do? And I go, I don't know what you're going to do. And so that felt like that Woody was a little bit like Dupree.
Oh, yeah. I've had multiple Duprees in my life over the years. Friends of yours who sort of get into your life and sort of, they're more entanglements than they are relationships.
Matt Dillon co-stars as new husband and put-upon best friend, Carl.
Even though Dupree is like his old friend, it's sort of, as soon as he comes on, he doesn't do it deliberately. He's guileless. I think he means well. He just, everything he does is disastrous for Carl. So Carl finds himself often having to clean up for Dupree. And I have had friendships like that, I can think of a number of things in this film that really have mirrored things in my own life in some way.
It's funny, Molly, my character in the movie, as patient as she is, I'm still a little bit more patient.
Kate Hudson plays newlywed Molly and says she knows the Dupree phenomenon well in her off-screen life with unexpected and extended stays by, among others, colleagues of her rock star husband, Black Crowes lead singer Chris Robinson.
I actually kind of enjoy it. I enjoy a lively house. I enjoy weird characters. I had one who was crashing in our house for over a year, my best girlfriend. So what are you going to do?
But Hudson believes the situation in the film, the husband's best friend moving in, is more typical of what really happens.
I think that it is a guy's story. I think it's a story about a guy who loses his best friend to his new best friend, who's his wife. And as much as we're all on screen together, the movie is about the passage of marriage and what it means for people, especially for Dupree, when they lose their friend. And although, we're getting a little too serious, it is, on top of it, just a comedy. But there is a sense that in a guy's world, sometimes it's just all about the guys. And that's okay.
Hey, listen, just to put your minds at ease, this is not a permanent situation, okay? I'm hitting the job trail. I'm going to hit it hard tomorrow. Wheels of change are in motion.
Good, good. That's a good attitude.
Despite what my ex-boss said, I'm not unhirable.
You, Me, and Dupree also features Michael Douglas as the doting father of the bride and the groom's boss, and there's a cameo by Dupree's inspiration, bicycle champion Lance Armstrong. The comedy is co-directed by filmmaking brothers Joe and Anthony Russo. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.